Going and we're in business. So, hapas bread which became moldy, which dried out, or was unpalatable. The yain shekris, I guess also it foamed over. In some ways unpalatable. The tabshil avra. Tirato or a cooked dish, which whose normal appearance is gone. Vanovloshim pagin. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but these are different examples. Can you look at the Chabad and tell me what novloshim pagin is? I'm not sure what novloshim at grape. Maybe it's grapes was a
He says wine that has a film on it.
Right, and the next one is a cooked dish
oh,
which
I'm sorry.
Lost
Yeah, food
it.
that has spoiled is the way it's translated.
Okay, that's good. And the next one?
Windfall fruit that is underdeveloped.
Oh, windfall fruit, which is underdeveloped. I see. So it's actually green. So if the wind blows down.
I guess a strong wind that blew up like a thing of bananas that were still unripe. Unripened or something.
Hey guys.
Hello, Rabbi Rosenthal. Okay.
They're later than ever.
Yeah. So various foods which either are lacking, which are not in their normally edible form, or unpalatable, either because they've spoiled or because they're not ripe. Unripe fruit is also unpalatable. Doesn't matter if it's because it was good and became. And became rotten, or it's unpalatable because it's green and unripe.
Right. I mean, but that's also highly culturally dependent, also.
How you would measure that? How you would measure that?
Well, I'm not sure, right? I knew a guy from Costa Rica, and they said the way that we eat bananas, the yellowish form. When the skins are yellow, for example, are considered raw to their taste that where he's from, and that
right.
They would wait until they were much more darker brown.
Right, and that which we would consider to be overripe and
spoiled, and, you know,
spoiled.
Unpalatable. I wouldn't want to eat that.
Unpalatable. Right. You're right.
Not that they don't have any function. It's funny. Not that they don't have any function. I mean, if you want to make a banana bread or a banana cake, you want to wait until they're brown or something like that. But if you want to
right.
eat a table fruit.
Right. Right. So, but that in that case, you wouldn't be saying a bracha on that food. It would be a raw ingredient in another food, in the banana bread. Banana is not a food. It's an ingredient.
Right. Okay.
So, but yeah, you're right. That what would constitute green, you know, now there's going to be some spectrum, you know, but you're right. It would seem that would be very culturally specific. Vashechar vachometz, the vinegar and what, wine vinegar?
Beer.
Beer?
Beer is the first one. Vinegar is the second one.
That's interesting. Vashechar vachometz, beer and vinegar. Govai, what's govai?
Locusts. You got a lot of locusts up in Hunter that you would want to put
kosher,
on your dinner plate?
Kosher locusts.
Right.
Melach, salt. Ooh, that's interesting. Why is that not a spice? Kamahin, what are kamahin?
Truffles.
Truffles. Pitrios are mushrooms.
Yeah.
Al kulanu mevarech tchila, shakol mi abaro. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Salt is not a spice, it's a mineral.
Well, but it's I'm thinking in an eating term, it's a condiment. It's not a. I would think that it's a spice in the sense of a condiment, but obviously
it's a flavor. Yeah, it's a flavor enhancer. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, you're not eating it by itself.
Never by itself. It purely adds flavor to something else. So why isn't that a spice? Why isn't the same a generic? Why isn't that in the more generic class of condiment? You know? Well, that's interesting. And all of these, and why aren't these things things which are not Roi L'Achila? You just had those before. That was Halacha. Where was that? We had everything which is not Mashkim, which are not Roi L'Shia, and Ochlim, which are not Roi L'Shia. Zion. So the halacha right before. So v'chein ochlin she'inan ruin la'achila. So foods which are not able to be eaten, drinks which are not able to be drunk, do not require a bracha, not before, not after. And the ches he goes into these foods, which you'd think are unpalatable and not roi la'achila. Who's going to eat a spoiled bread? Or wine, which is, how does he define that? Wine, which is what?
With a film on top.
The film. Or a spoiled food. Who's going to, why, but that seemed to be quintessentially, Ochlem, Jainan, Roi L'Achila. If that's not a Roi, Ochlem, Jainan, Roi L'Achila, what is?
What is?
So what is? And if vinegar is not a drink, which is not Roi for Shasnia, then what is? Then what is?
So what's the common thing between these things? So beer is not... I guess he doesn't like beer.
Well, you see a shackle.
I have nothing to do with it, yeah.
You see a shackle. That's interesting. All right, that's going to require a little bit of research. How to differentiate halacha ches from zayin. The chol shemivarchin lefan av shakol, anything which is the bracha on before it of shakol. Mivarchin laacharav brinyan fushas rabbos el kol moshe baro. The bracha after is brinyan fushas. Chayolami. The chol aton bracha laacharav, anything which requires a bracha after, ton bracha lefanav requires a bracha before. Okay. It's interesting why that has anything to do with it, but fine. That is very interesting. Do you have the Yemenites, Mendel?
I'll have to dig it up. I'm looking at the Chabad site right now.
Okay. That is very interesting.
What does Rabbi Rabinovitz say?
I feel almost wrong to take a look at the 12:30 time rather than the 7, but I'm tempted as well to sneak. So let me take a quick look. Okay, let's see what does he say? This is usually more of a Rabbi Steinsaltz kind of thing than a Rabinovich thing.
But, all right, so start with Rabbi Steinsaltz.
Let's see what Rabbi Steinsaltz.
Yeah, well, there's a significant amount of stuff in here for that, I think.
For the Yemenites?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you're referring to a Machol Mamre when you talk about the Yemenites?
Are they Machol Mamre?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
When you talk about the Yemenites.
I don't think they are. They're very friendly with Machol Mamre, but I don't think that they are Machol Mamre.
But what are you referring to when you talk student, about the Yemenites?
It's a student.
Yochai Makbili published he has the Machon Haram Mishnah Torah.
Yeah,
his volume has a
Perush. Mifal Mishnah Torah, I think he calls it. It's the students of Rabbi Kapach. So I consider that the true Yemenites. I think they consider themselves the true Yemenites. So that's why I refer to them as the Yemenites.
Right. So his and Machol Mamre would be like practically indistinguishable, and they would, and the two of them would be practically indistinguishable from a Kapach's own. I mean, if you want, you can just read Rav Kapach's Mishneh Torah. you know, he has a whole commentary, 25 volume commentary.
Oh, for sure. So, for sure.
So you if you really wanted to know what, you know, because the Girsa that the Machon Mamre and Mifal Mishneh Torah use will not be identical to Rav Kapach. There are I corresponded with them once about it. They were very, very cautious in suggesting that they could improve over his Kitvei Yad, but nevertheless they said that there were cases in which they varied from what he wrote.
Right. Right. They sometimes take from Oxford or something like that. He prefers his Kitvei Yad from his Masorah even over Oxford. All right.
For sure.
So what are we looking for? Hakamehin Vahapitrios or what?
Okay, so he wants to say a little bit different. All right? Mm-hmm. He wants a little bit different. I see. So he actually gives nice explanation, Rabbi Steinzeltz. Very nice. So he wants to say like this. She'ipsha. So he wants to say the bread she'ipsha is not that it is completely moldy, but it has some mold on it. In other words, there's a moldy spot.
Very often you cut that off.
You can cut that off. But on the other hand, you wouldn't say emotion in it anymore? That's a little hard, too. At what point exactly is he talking about it? You got a big loaf and one little spot of mold on it, so the whole bread is going to become shackle now? I don't think so. So,
I don't understand that. You're still relating it to it as bread. How did it not become bread anymore?
Right. I'm not sure exactly how moldy, and if it's so moldy that you won't eat it. So it must be something in between. I mean, obviously, if it's so old that you so moldy that you wouldn't eat it, then it would have to be ochel she'eino ra'ui l'achila, right?
Right.
So, unless you want to say like this, I mean, I could see, I'm just to give a possibility. Unless you want to say that Eino ra'ui l'achila means that I was going to say that there's no food value whatsoever, objectively.
There's no food value. What are you making bracha at all for? How do you relate it to food as food at all?
Right. So then, it's, in what sense is it an ochel in any sense whatsoever? And if it is edible in some sort of sense, so how do you differentiate between when it's in this state, whatever state this is, a spoiled state but not completely spoiled? This edible
somehow transitioned out of the Muslim state,
right? So I guess the simplest way to put it would be that it's moldy. You could eat it, but most people would not. In other words, most people would not eat it unless there's some. It's at that point of moldiness that most people would not eat it unless there was some need to do so. That would seem to be the it was objectively it's edible, but people would not do so unless there was some extraordinary reason, you know, some overriding reason. They're stuck on a camping trip, whatever it might be, in which they would do so.
Never. No, I'm thinking, God forbid, a homeless person, he has to go to the trash can of the restaurant in the alley. He has to look around for food, so he finds a piece of bread over there, a crust of bread, it has mold on it. So he can't afford to throw it away. He sees there's possibility he could eat it.
Right. Well, I don't know that it would have to be that extreme, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that would seem to be an example of it. But I don't know if it would have to be that extreme, that there's a person who, maybe so. Something along those lines. Namely, that it's that culturally it wouldn't normally be eaten, but it doesn't meet Eino ra'ui l'achila, which is to say that under no circumstance would it be. I think that would probably be the domain in which you must be tempted to. That seems to be, and it's the very next halacha. So it's further clarifying, you know, it's like a bamidvarim amurim, you know. Under what circumstance is halacha zayin talking about a... that you cannot eat. Parochal does not mean that most people find it unpalatable. It means that under no.
But why is Shechar? Why is Shechar and Chometz put in the same category? It's a weird list.
Shechar and is right. So Shechar, people drink it. That's what it is.
Right. There's a fermentation, but that's good fermentation. That's an American. That's Chamer de Medina. You'll love it. Like a nice cold brewski. Great. Sounds delightful.
Right. Right. But it seems to be that the category.
What's the list? What's the category of this list? That's my question.
I think, right.
Yeah.
At first glance, you would think that the list is about, like I was just saying, namely, a further subspecification of the specific point, the last point of Halacha Zayin. Namely, what are the cases in which you've got what's the borderline cases of a food that you do not want to eat? That's what I would have thought. But beer is not that. Beer is not a case of a food that you might think meets the criterion of inel roi lachila. But rather, so it seems rather the category is something else. Namely, the category is things which due to some circumstance lose their preness. So shechar is made out of wheat. So you might think it should get a berei pri adama.
Right.
So in other words, it's things which who get a shehakol, which normally you might think are gidula or have a bracha related to the aretz, that they lose their pre-aretz category. And one of those, most of them, are ones that are do so because they are not edible. But shechar, is there another one besides shechar? Shechar is the only one which is...
Shechar, he's talking about made from grain, or is it made from fruits?
You mean a liquor? A liquor?
Yeah, I mean, that was what I thought that when the Rambam uses the term shechar, he's talking about it's loosely translated beer, but that's a bad translation because it's made from other products.
I don't know.
Right, so the Yochai says shechar mashke shechar asui mitarovis yayin or miperos
sparkling. They're sparkling. That's interesting. So it's fruit juice which has fermented and therefore become sparkling.
No, that's a brandy. Brandy or a fruit liquor.
A fruit liqueur.
It's a little liqueur. It could be apple wine, which is basically fermented, like a cider.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to say. These things are. I would know.
What's the wine one? What do you do with the wine to make it into this?
Mashke shiaker, mashke shechar, hasui mitarov with yain. So that's called that could be brandy, which is a distilled wine.
What makes it brandy rather than wine? What changes?
I think it's probably some kind of aging process, or you know what
I have to cause it over, but they basically distill the wine, and then becomes a separate.
They somehow do something to the wine to make it become brandy. Okay.
Okay, that's I understand that.
The generic character that therefore seems to be it's a alcoholic fruit based beverage,
right?
Other than wine,
which our beer, in other words, the Ram did not know of our beer.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Our beer did not exist. In principle, it existed, but it didn't. You know, the form of
like a mead,
hops, the barley.
They had their own thing. I mean, I was just reading an article that Israeli scientists were making a Philistine beer were recreating the Philistine beer from yeast samples that they found in the shards of pots. Read it. You can, it's a very interesting article. 4,000 years old. It was like thousands of years old.
Yeah, they found yeast, yeah.
So it was pretty tasty, they said. It was very, it was, had a very strong flavor. It was good. So I'm not, it's, I, it seems like that they did, and Egypt also, I think they made beer, like our beer. Mm-hmm. So also there's something else called mead, which seems to be somehow similar to that as well.
Well, that's a wine with honey.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just a flavored wine, a wine flavored with honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so, assuming Yochai is correct, so...
I got to bounce, guys. I got a 2:00. I got a 1:00 meeting. I'm late.
All right. All right, gentlemen. Have a Shabbat Shalom. We'll pick up on...
Have a good Shabbat. I won't be around on Sunday, Rabbi, by the way.
Okay. Well, all right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Travis.